You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is a Monday, and finally, it seems like we might get some summer-like weather. We should open up the window world of Boston. Chris Curtis, weather window, if you could chime. How is it out there, Curtis?
Let me tell you, spectacular morning here in the hub of the universe, Boston, Massachusetts. 56 degrees, mostly sunny. Going to be approaching 70 this afternoon, but this week, it's going to heat up. Like your golf game, Craig.
Might be 90 here Thursday, is that correct?
Yeah, heading up to OOB. It's going to be approaching 90 degrees. Going to be 75 tomorrow, in the 80s Wednesday through Friday. And let me tell me if you've heard this before. Cloudy and some rain this weekend. 74 on the weekend is the weekend high, but this week should be the first summer feel in a while, so enjoy it.
The annual beach cornhole tournament is rain or shine Saturday at the Brunswick, so and you'll get a special live Curtis and Ken show on Saturday at the Brunswick. So cannot wait to see you for that. And on Friday, looks like the weather outside at the Brunswick on the back deck will be beautiful for the road show. So
perfect.
We'll just cross our fingers on Saturday. But right now, back to the rest of this morning's news.
And we have an airline incident of the day.
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
The day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
A British Airways flight was headed from San Francisco to London last week when one of its male attendants...
Flight attendants
went missing on the super jet. So this is one of those double deckers.
Oh,
the Airbus
380 or whatever they call that. Yes.
And he went missing during a very important part of the flight, the meal service. Whoa. So people noticed. When they finally found him, he was naked and dancing in the first class Club World cabin bathroom.
Oh.
Other attendants were forced to dress him in first class pajamas and strap him down for the remainder of the 10 and a half hours of the flight.
Sounds like, as my late mother would say, he was on something.
Yes, it does seem that way.
Yeah. Pop the molly, he's sweating.
Right. When they landed, there were cops, EMTs waiting for them. They took him out in a wheelchair. He's been suspended from British Airways.
Oh, I was going to say, is he still with the outfit over there? The
suspended.
British Airways, he's been suspended.
Yes.
Okay. He was dancing, though. It sounds like a flight I'd like to be on. Ease the traveler who, like myself, who doesn't...
Right.
You know, like flying, the anxiety. You have flight attendants that, you know, are there for your entertainment, performance.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Actress Loretta Swit, died on Friday at 87 years old. She starred in the very popular TV program MASH in the 1970s. She was found by her housekeeper at her New York City apartment and is believed to have died from natural causes.
We were talking, I think it was last week, about the series finale of Cheers and how many people watch that. Even more people, Curtis, you can Google it.
Yeah.
Even more people, and this is shocking when you look at the way ratings are now. Even more people watched the series finale of MASH.
106 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that.
So what was America's population in 1983?
I mean, it had to be, was it half of what we are now?
So,
or
this is crazy. 230 million.
Yeah.
By the way, how did we live before the internet? God, it's so cool. Thank you, Al Gore. 106 million watched it. Only 124 million didn't.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Insane.
Yeah.
And that was a MASH was like an army show, right?
Yeah, it was about a MASH unit in Korea during the Korean War. And she played Hot Lips Houlihan.
Which she wanted taken out of the script. I was reading that when they were talking about her death, how that was, she convinced producers to stop referring to her as Hot Lips.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Courtney, do you go to Hot Lips Houlihan to get those injections?
No, I haven't actually gotten them in quite a bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm due.
But yeah, I mean, that's a period of time where there weren't many options when it came to what you were watching.
And you had to watch whatever your parents or your grandparents or whoever was older in the house was watching.
What did you think of the series finale or the season finale? I don't know if it's coming back or not, of Your Friends and Neighbors.
Loved it. I really liked it. Yeah,
I kind of liked the way they wrapped it up.
Yeah, I think they set it up for another season as well. Yeah. So I hope that they do. Jon Hamm's awesome.
Yeah, he is. He's a good actor.
Olivia Munn was good, too.
Yeah, but well, maybe she will be on it. I don't know. It seems like they're heading towards some kind of a reconciliation or whatever. So,
well, Olivia Munn, I don't want to spoil it. Never mind.
What?
There was no reconciliation.
No, him and his wife. I'm talking
about. I said Olivia Munn.
Yeah. I know.
She's on the show, right?
Yes.
I don't know if she would be, if they're going to reconcile, I don't know if she would be a part of next season or not, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
what's the matter?
Well, because
I'm getting that vibe from you. You don't like what I said.
No. It's not that I don't like it. She's not going to be out in the public if there's a next season.
What do you mean?
She was arrested.
Right. But they went on to say that she didn't kill anybody.
Right.
So she's probably not going to do jail time. She's going to do community service or whatever.
Really?
That's what they said on the program. I mean, I don't know. Did you miss that part?
No, I know she didn't kill anybody.
Did she die? No.
But she still shot.
I mean,
the community service part. She still shot a guy and then lied about it.
But he was dead already. Right. I mean, now we're spoiling the
whole
thing. Is the character still alive?
Yes.
All right, then there's a chance we get to see her next season. It sounds gripping.
Yeah.
You would like the show.
No, I didn't say. I know the show.
You would like it.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I recommended it. Maybe I was off on it. I don't know.
I loved it.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Bonnie Blue is looking to double her numbers on Father's Day in a glass box.
On Father's Day of all days.
Yep.
There's nothing sacred.
In a what?
In a glass box tied up.
What does this mean?
So she wants other people to be able to see her do the deed.
In public.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So after sleeping with 1,000 men in 12 hours last year, she has announced she is going to sleep with 2,000 men in London on June 15th.
2,000 men in what's the period of time?
It's a day.
Okay. Can we stop with this lady?
Yeah.
That's a major record.
Would you like
to
hear from her, Curtis?
I feel so sorry for her family.
Yeah. Okay. Here she is.
All right.
15th of June, I'm going to be tied up in a glass box and open to the public. You can choose to either get involved or just walk around, watch, enjoy the show. But yeah, the website is back up and working, so if you want to get involved, then please do.
Well, now at least there's no more, you know, confusion. We were having the conversation the other day. What do you get your father, you know?
Oh.
I mean, some guys out there, they're, you know, why get him socks or, you know, a bathing suit when you can get him an experience like this?
Right.
Yeah.
2,000 in a day?
2,000. I'm trying to see where the event is. Like, I want to find the... how do you sign up? Do you need to give a background check?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mind the gap.
Hydrate. She better hydrate. Didn't she just see what happened to the one girl who went to the hospital? She better make sure she's hydrated.
How do you not have a UTI after that?
I think that's the very... That's the smallest issue she
it's
would
a lot of lose.
Okay. All right.
And we are going to end for Shime because former McDonald's corporate chef has revealed the secret for their burgers.
Oh, he wasn't on an NDA or anything?
Apparently not, or it ran out.
Okay.
So he has the secret sauce, if you will. Okay. Here is the former McDonald's corporate chef.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef. I am going to divulge some information for you. Nobody believes me. Just to confirm, this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement on their website. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it. 86% salt, 14% pepper. The hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac, same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. If you do not think this is true, along with the beef being all beef, go sue them. You could bring that product to an independent lab.
Huh. So it's just the secret ingredient that makes the burger so good is just 86% salt, 14% pepper.
Yep. That's a lot of salt.
And it doesn't really make the burger good, let's be honest, because we don't even taste the burger. It's more about the secret sauce.
I do think they have a very good burger.
Yeah, I don't know because
I mean, some people prefer Five Guys. I mean, I don't know where you stand on it, but
I mean,
isn't that technically though a different category? Or does Five Guys have like fast food lanes, like the drive thru?
They don't have a drive thru, but they are a fast food. They're in the category,
aren't they? No? More fast casual?
No, yeah. They're fast food.
No, they're not fast food. There's one on Route 1 that actually has a driveway,
interesting,
drive thru, but most of them don't, so I don't think that really counts as fast food. And honestly, Greg, it really isn't about the burger when you go to McDonald's. It's about the Big Mac sauce.
Well, the Big Mac, the special sauce is...
That's what it's about. Yeah. You know, no one goes there and says, oh, the burger's good. It's always about, when you're talking about McDonald's, it's about the Big Mac sauce.
Isn't it just like Thousand Islands and mayo or something?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You can find the special sauce on TikTok or other places.
The burgers are good, though.
And I found Bonnie Blue's website. She's calling it the Bonnie Blue's Petting Zoo. And you do. There is a verification process. If you are selected, you get a free ticket. Okay. Yeah.
Do they mention the special sauce there or no?
No.
I believe that's baby oil.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
That is the news. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take down the Braves 3-1. Garrett Crochet went 7 innings, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 12. They take that series 2-1. Here's Crochet talking about his outing and pitch count from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Some bleeders that really ran the pitch count up. You know, no disrespect to Allen, but like the 9 hole comes up, you're trying to get him on or out in 3 pitches and to walk him twice. You know, it's a big blow. I could have gone out there for the 7th with a much lower pitch count. But, you know, at the end of the day, got the job done.
Kickstart your summer with Nissan. These offerings are going fast at the Nissan Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. The guys are home now to take on the Angels. First pitch at 7:10 with Richard Fitz getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The NBA Finals are set. The Pacers took care of the Knicks on Saturday, 125-108 in Indiana. So now they look towards the Thunder. Indiana and OKC will start their series on Thursday in Oklahoma City. The day before that, the Stanley Cup Finals will start with the Panthers and Oilers in Edmonton. And the Pats have a full day today. They have coordinator interviews at 11:30, assistants at 11:45. Their 7th practice at noon today. Player interviews will happen after that. And then at 3:30, David Andrews' retirement. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever. The 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. DNC supply.
qualify.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Miles Turner says the era of the NBA super team is over, Wiggy. It's just a bunch of guys playing a lot of defense, running around playing a lot of defense, and playing with their friends.
Yeah, he might be right about that, because when you think of the super teams, it was the best players in the league kind of getting together in a corner and going to play together.
You're talking about like the Miami Heat or whatever.
Yeah, or like, you know, KD going to play with Steph Curry.
Brooklyn tried to do it, though, and it didn't work.
Right.
So that is, he has a point there where you've seen teams try and they're not getting what they thought they would after having all these superstars on the team. So why are you paying all these people so much money?
And he's right about, I think maybe, Courtney, you always talk about it with the Celtics. The chemistry and the friendship and the relationship that guys have playing together. Like he talked about OKC, you know, and you could kind of see that even though they have a superstar in SGA, but it's more about everybody buying into their roles and, you know, doing what's best for the team. He's talking about a team in Indiana, Miles Turner, where, you know, Pascal Siakam is the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, Halliburton is still basically, or are you saying he's not the one?
Well, no, like I would say Halliburton is the one.
They have two ones.
Yeah, well, I would say Halliburton's the one, but I don't know if Halliburton is looked at around the league as like that super, super, superstar. So you have a team that where, you know, they don't need to rely on Halliburton, or Halliburton doesn't have to carry them because of, you know, the chemistry that they have. And I think, you know, Courtney, you're always on the chemistry. And you're seeing that with Indiana and, you know, Oklahoma City.
Well, I mean, it didn't really work for the Lakers. Like, they tried to.
Right. But
create,
that, I think,
they tried to create a super team over there.
And so maybe he's right. Like, trying to do that is tough, because then you got these two alphas. How are they? You can't split the basketball in half. And I think that's what he's saying. You got all these alphas going after one ball, and it kind of affects the team.
But don't we all agree that no matter how well Brad Stevens fixes the roster, if you bring Jaylen Brown and whatever else, they're not a championship contender next season without Tatum?
Yeah.
I feel that way, but there are some who disagree, Curtis.
Okay, I would say that would be in the distinct minority.
I don't know. I hear from people who say with Jaylen Brown, you know, depending on who you're able to keep, that this team is a playoff team. And
well, everybody's
and
a playoff
anything,
team.
And anything can happen.
Nah, so, playoff team, I agree. Everybody, Curtis, everybody's a playoff team. But
that's the worst place to be in basketball. Yeah. Is so basically my point is if you go 44-38 and you're the 8th seed or the 7th seed and you lose in the first round, then you're drafting at 15. You can't get anybody there. You're out of the lottery. And what do you have? So if I'm Brad Stevens, I trade Jalen Brown. I maximize the return, get a bunch of unprotected picks, figure out the apron as best you can, suck next year, and then, just like in a different sport, but the Bengals, you know, Joe Burrow gets hurt, then they get Ja'Marr Chase at 5, and boom, they're off and running. The Celtics would be better served taking a big step back than getting healthy Tatum back in 2 years and be ready to
That's
go.
What I said. I had said, I've been on that from day one, Curtis's. And your biggest asset is going to be Jalen Brown. And I brought up Mikal Bridges. If you were able to get 5 first-round picks for him, imagine what you could get for Jalen Brown. And if you decide that's the direction you want to go in, or the other direction I was saying, all right, trade everybody else, Derek White, and then just have Jalen Brown and a bunch of Scribeens, and that team probably isn't going to be very good, and you have a chance of being in the lottery, and then trading that lottery pick to get another superstar.
I think that makes sense if Wick was still the owner moving forward and there wasn't a sale of the Celtics this past season. But the fact that we have Billy Chisholm coming in, if I'm Billy Chisholm, I've just spent all of this money. Do I really want to have and I completely get what you're saying, Curtis. Do I really want to have my first season as an owner be just a terrible one where they suck and I'm trading off somebody who's beloved by a lot of the fans?
I would say that you want to save money because you don't want to spend $500 million for a team that's not going to be winning a championship anyway. So this you're right. It's a big step back, but I think part of the reason Wick is on board to be the front-facing guy is because he knew he had to be delivering bad news, and Chisholm didn't want his first job to be telling people that they were gutting the team. So they've been priming us from whenever that day was in Wachusett, Greg, through to the Shams report at the day that the deal was finalized till now that – Wiggy and I have been on the same page on this. I just don't think you do that if you're talking about trading Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. Like, I don't think the fan base really needs that primer.
603 text for you, Curtis, and maybe you, Wiggy. You are acting like it's easy to trade Jaylen Brown. You know how much salary that is. Yes.
No, I know how much salary that is.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying
it's not Cooper Flagg money, but it's good money.
Isn't Giannis but Giannis is making $58 million this year, and Milwaukee's going to trade him. So this whole, it is a lot of money, but what you're going to get in return, I think that the Celtics have to make a decision, and we've kind of been talking about this, and when they're going to make this decision, it seems like it better be sooner rather than later, is what direction that they want to go in. If they keep Jalen Brown, they're not going to keep Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, you know? They're going to have to figure out the direction that they go in, and it's going to be Jalen and maybe Pete Pritch, Sam Hauser, and a couple pieces here and there. And you kind of ride that wave out for 1 year until you get Tatum back. Or you say, we got a massive asset in Jalen Brown, and we trade Jalen Brown, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, and we run it back with Derek White and
Pete Pritch
and however you can put that together till Tatum gets back.
That injury was just so massive.
Yeah,
it's just it, and I hate that it kind of gets Chisholm and Wick off the hook a bit, because if Tatum was healthy and they lose to the Knicks, that would have been a real tough pill to swallow, to say that, oh, we have to offload Porzingis and Holiday because of the tax bill. Tatum going down enables them to do that because they're not going to win a championship without him.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe the result that Miles Turner is talking about comes because of the second apron stuff. Do you think that that's why it comes that way? As opposed to, you know, this, what he's calling it, which is a change in philosophy,
right?
When, you know, you're not stacking, you know, superstars stacking
right
in the NBA.
And anymore. Maybe he's right. Like, maybe owners are like, well, we don't want to stack superstars and have to get into that second apron and have to pay this giant, you know, penalty bill and also salaries. If we can get, you know, two really good players, because I'm not taking anything away from Halliburton, right? I don't know if he's like on that superstar level. Pascal Siakam, I think, is one of the underrated players, but he's good and they're able to do it that way. So maybe an owner goes, we can do it that way and save us a little bit of money.
This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I was just going to bring up a point or a question. Do you think the guy that bought the team, the new guy that bought the Celtics, would have done the same thing had he known or had these circumstances happened earlier? Because he sure spent, take it from a retired businessman.
Right.
He may win and lose, but he spent an awful lot of money for what looks to be now a pig in a poke, in my opinion. I'm just curious what your opinion would be on that.
Yeah, I would say that had he known Tatum was going to blow out his ACL, he probably wouldn't spend his Achilles, he wouldn't have spent $7 billion. But I will ask you this, Craig, as the WIC defender of the day, why did he tell everybody about the moves with the second apron? Like, doesn't that, if you're going to just say, just strictly as a competitive tactic,
yeah,
doesn't that give your rivals a leg up on knowing what your plans are?
Yeah, unless that's what everybody is dealing with and nobody's going to be able to operate going forward like they used to operate.
Right, but even if that's the case, you don't have to tell people you're doing that. Like, that's very non-Belichickian.
Or yeah. do they feel like because they were the Celtics were down 3-1 in the series, and maybe if Tatum's healthy, they still don't win the series. Do the Celtics feel like, all right, Tatum and potentially Giannis, when Tatum comes back, is more effective than Tatum and Brown? Like, is that maybe what?
But how much is Giannis bringing in? Like, what is the difference when it comes to their salary?
Their salaries are almost the same.
Okay, so then wouldn't you still be in the second apron?
Right, but maybe they feel like...
But that's not helping what Billy Chisholm needs to do, correct?
Right, but maybe they don't mind being in the second apron if they feel like they have a better chance of winning a championship, and maybe they feel like Giannis gives them a better chance of winning than Jaylen Brown.
That's a big risk to take when all we've been told is that they need to get out of the second
apron. Well, I would ask this question to the whole room. We know Tatum's out. Which team do you think would go further? Jaylen Brown and whatever pieces are around him? Or
Giannis and whatever pieces are around him?
Yep.
I think maybe Giannis.
And so maybe that's...
What do you think?
The disrespect on this show.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. It's not disrespect.
I would probably say the Giannis team. And then you go, okay, that would get us further. And then when we
had Giannis with Dame Lillard, two unbelievable players, and they couldn't even go anywhere this past season.
Yeah, but Giannis is a better player than Jaylen Brown.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. If you're them, Courtney, put yourself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. Do you think they think Giannis? Because if Giannis's name is being floated around Boston, clearly Milwaukee wants Jaylen Brown, right? So if you're the Celtics, do you feel like Jaylen, without Tatum, gets you further than Giannis does? Yeah,
we won't know unless they do it. So, right. I mean, I have no idea. I think that they are kind of an even toss-up when it comes down to Giannis and Jaylen, because I think that Jaylen is a better defensive player, and we just played audio of how that's how the league is changing. They're going with more defensive guys than they are offense.
But Giannis is still good on defense.
Okay,
Giannis is in the defensive player of the year conversation.
Yeah, Giannis
it's not like he's a scrub.
But yeah, he's not as good as Jaylen Brown. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
he's still really
good.
He
might be better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but this is why.
And you're not, at the same time, like, we're not solving for the issue here.
What do you mean?
The second apron. That is what the conversation is about. That is the only reason why they're talking about the Celtics unloading their star players, is because of that. So now you're telling me that you're going to get rid of Jaylen Brown, bring in Giannis, and then what's going to happen next year?
You're going to have Giannis and Tatum to build around.
But money-wise, what's going to happen? So you're saying they're going to get rid of Jaylen and Peyton and Drew and all of the other guys as well? Or you're just saying Jaylen for Giannis?
No, Jaylen for Giannis, and then they probably still will move on from Drew Holiday and maybe Porzingis.
Can we just go back to the second apron thing? Because all Celtics media now act like everybody knew all along they weren't going to be in the second apron. But Dakota had a tweet about it. We had him on the show, and everybody was like, idiot, what does Dakota know? They're never trading Jaylen Brown, moron. Like, we all agree that when Wick said that on this show, we were surprised, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to say this revisionist history that, like, obviously they were never going to be in the second apron is just a rewriting of what actually occurred in real time. And if Tatum were healthy and this team lost in the second round to the Knicks, I would have had my first fight with whoever said, well, they have to get out because they're going to lose the 31st pick in the draft. Like, this does enable Chisholm to save money, but it kind of sucks that they're off the hook in that regard.
And don't we feel like if Tatum was healthy, they'd still be moving on from some of these guys anyways?
Right, that's what Wick said.
Yeah.
So if Tatum's healthy, they're still moving on from some of these guys. Now the biggest question becomes is you're trying to figure out, okay, are we moving on from Jaylen Brown or are we moving on from Drew, Derek White, Porzingis? Like, I think that's the biggest question for the Celtics front office is which guy are we moving on from? Who gets us the most in return?
I don't think currently you're going to get much in return when it comes to Porzingis.
Nope.
I don't know what you're going to get. Drew Holiday had an off year.
Right.
So maybe he had a career year last season, however you want to define it. And I wouldn't get rid of Derek White. Like, I would stick with Derek White.
Right. And
he's the Seaport's favorite player.
So you're going to move on from Jay. And I think you get a little bit more because Giannis is a little bit older. So are the Celtics feeling like, because if there are whispers about Giannis potentially landing in Boston, then maybe the Celtics look and go, all right, we're going to move on from some of those guys. We have a better chance of building around Giannis.
I know Courtney doesn't, but do you agree with this text that Jaylen Brown, the Giannis-Jaylen Brown conversation is ridiculous? He is a superstar. Jaylen Brown is barely an all-star.
Yeah,
he was MVP only a season ago, finals MVP. So
Pascal Siakam was finals. Eastern Conference finals.
I don't
MVP.
Care.
But you agree, Wiggy.
Oh, yeah, Giannis is... Who's first team All-NBA this year? Wasn't Giannis first team All-NBA?
Giannis came in third in the MVP voting.
Giannis is by far a way better player than Jaylen Brown, right? No, not taking anything away from Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's a great player, but Giannis is, you know, arguably one of the top three best players in the NBA.
Yeah.
So if you can...
What, Curtis?
The way people react to the show, it's like the worst listening I have ever experienced.
What do you mean?
What I'm saying about Jason Tatum is that when they lost to the Knicks, a series they would have lost because they were already going to lose the game when Tatum got hurt, enabled the ownership to approach next season by taking a step back financially, because even if they fully invested, the second apron would not get them to where they need to be. So it enabled the front office to get into these points where they're going to offload Jaylen or Kristaps or Drew Holiday or whatever, because the fan base will understand. What I'm saying is if they had lost to the Knicks, Tatum never gets hurt, I would have had a fight with anybody that said they need to offload contracts, because I would say you can't squander another year of Tatum and Brown healthy.
Right.
In their prime.
And if they had been somehow able to beat the Knicks in advance, then you're looking at the you can't say, you know,
is that difficult to understand?
Stick with the same group and go for a three-peat or whatever.
Right.
Well, I think even if Tatum's healthy and they lose to the Knicks, I still think this conversation is on the table, because Giannis wants out of Milwaukee.
Well, it was on the table before while the Celtics were still playing. So
I don't understand if you would have lost and Tatum's healthy. Tatum and Brown, great. They got you a championship. But it looked like they can't get you another one, because they would have lost in the second round to the Knicks if Tatum's healthy. So if I'm Brad Stevens, I go, listen, Jaylen and Jason are great. But Jason and Giannis, that's a different level.
I mean, you're talking about 40% of the All-NBA first team on one team.
That's why I think this conversation is being brought up, because – if you're the Celtics, you feel that I think they feel like they've hit the peak of where they could go with Jason and Jaylen.
Well, and then in the Twitch chat, you got Rather Be Golfing 95 that says Giannis isn't coming here, people. Why are we talking about it? We're talking about it because of what Windhorst said, which is that Giannis is most likely going to go to the East,
mm-hmm.
and the Celtics have to be a contender for that.
And we need to get more Greeks in Boston because they have the most underrated food.
Do we have – we have some good options.
Kava's the best.
Kava is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah.
He would Giannis would love it there.
He would.
And yes, and I don't – And I don't
What's
mean
the place that's over in the Back Bay.
Crosby.
Crosby's very good.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not Cava.
No, nothing.
I went there, and I mean, fine place, but not Cava.
But think
nothing is Cava. I agree with you.
Even think Greece is Cava.
Think about all the roast beef that Giannis would be able to eat. Right. We know that is a Greek specialty.
Right.
The three ways. Oh man, Giannis would love those.
Hey Wiggy, Probably. What was the Greek guy's name that used to work the Twitch here?
The Greek guy's name that used to work with Twitch, yeah?
Nathan Hristidoulou.
No, I didn't even know that.
Wasn't that it?
Nathan.
Dang it.
Oh, okay. Can he get a good Euro around here, though?
Ooh.
I think so.
Okay.
Because doesn't Cava kind of make one?
You're thinking of C-A-V-A. Cava with a K in the back, in the south end.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one on Boylston Street.
That's like Chipotle for Greek food.
Yeah,
well, that's like really good. I like that. Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that. I get
lamb skewers.
No, I get like whatever the gyro is
extra
over
feta.
There. I get the extra feta.
You would like Cava, the sit-down restaurant, onions. Though, in the South End. You and Talina should go.
Okay. Yeah,
excellent spot.
Yeah. Nothing better than, listen, I bow to the Greeks every day because of the North Shore beef. That is the greatest invention that they've ever came up with. Hands down, and it's not even close.
And we have that great Greek restaurant nearby that the great owner called in to talk about Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's close
correct.
By.
Yes, that's true. So that's where Jackson parks.
Yes.
Right. That's Greek where he restaurant. Screams at octogenarians.
Yes.
That
right.
is the smartest Greek to ever live, whoever invented the North Shore beef, because death row, that's probably what I would order.
Really?
Oh, my God. Come on, a North Shore beef?
That is the death row meal?
That's the one thing that I missed more than anything when I wasn't.
We never did the beef bus.
Ugh,
remember we were going to do during the pandemic? We did the bar pizza bus, but we never did the beef bus.
It would smell
very badly.
I think that's in London on Father's Day.
That is the greatest thing ever, the North Shore beefs. There's nothing
you
better.
You love them. You really
You don't love them, though? Honestly.
No, I like them.
Yeah.
There's too much beef for me.
Well, maybe you could just get a junior. Don't get the super beef.
But I take half the beef out when I order it, to be honest with you.
You could do that. Yeah. Some people do, and they dip it in the James Earl barbecue sauce.
You have to get the grill, the roll grilled.
Yeah, the bun,
Yeah.
I always do that.
Yeah.
I'm not a three-way guy. I just do sauce and cheese.
All evidence to the contrary.
How can you not get a three-way?
Because I'm not a mayonnaise guy.
I know, but it's so the combination of it with the James River.
Yeah, I won't. No,
so good.
I'm a sauce and cheese guy.
What about a Greg Hill road show in Mykonos?
That would be fantastic. It really would. This is Mike in the car. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm just chiming in on the Greek food conversation. I am Greek. Spent my life going to Greece, and I got to tell you, it's not Crossy, it's not Cava. The best Greek food in Massachusetts is by far Cuisina in Peabody.
Ooh,
really?
If you guys want? Oh, it's fantastic! It's fantastic. I mean, it's you close your eyes, you're in Greece.
Really?
Cuisina in Peabody is unbelievable.
All right,
let's try that.
And also comparing Giannis to Jaylen Brown. I mean, could you imagine if it was Giannis and Tatum on the same team? Come on. That would be unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It really would.
And the Celtics have
tried. This place looks awesome.
And the Celtics have tried to do it before. Remember, it wasn't Giannis. It was Tatum and KD.
Right. It was Kevin Durant.
So now it's Giannis potentially and Tatum. And I think the Celtics look at it. We've hit our ceiling with the two J's. Well, I don't think we can go any further.
Well, the ceiling was a championship, so it was pretty good.
Right, but that's one.
Pretty great ceiling.
We won another championship.
Right.
And I think that
they've hit it once, can't they hit it again?
I don't think they can. Mm. See, that's why I think I don't believe that they think they can win another one with them two.
Okay, we got to take a break. We will be...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right back. Quick Odyssey app appreciation for Chad from Sandwich on the Cape, who is currently mowing the baseball fields. And so that means summer is right around the corner if that is going on. We will be in Maine on Thursday for roadshow number 4 in this lengthy roadshow season number 4. And we will be at the Cowbell, which is Rock Row in Westbrook, Maine, on Thursday night for our pregame with Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. And then at the Brunswick on Friday morning on Old Orchard Beach, arguably a top 5 beach bar in the U.S. And I think we want to be out of doors, right? Might be a little chilly, Curtis, in the morning.
Yeah, like, 50s. But, okay. I mean, I hate people that complain about being cold. So.
We'll bring blankets. I think we should definitely do it outside.
Yeah, I think we should be outside on Friday
That
morning.
Was cool last year.
Yeah, it was great.
Hoodies
great
and sweatpants.
Yep.
And we're working on Cooper Flag.
Working on it.
Okay,
yep.
All right, good.
That'd be impressive. I mean, we got to reach out to Scal and see if it can get done.
Yeah.
He's a local kid, so let's see if we can get him on.
What do you think it would cost to get him based on the NIL number that he made in 1 year at Duke? $28 million.
Ken told me we have 3 WEEI pens for him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, can't you get him like some roadshow merch? I bet he'd do it for that.
Also, I wasn't complaining during my lead about NIL. I took some abuse on the Subaru of New England text line.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was an extraordinary amount of money. I mean, you're talking about a freshman.
Yeah.
at Duke, 18 years old, and Cooper Flagg made $28 million in one season at Duke.
Right.
I mean, it changes the whole and the intent is to change it, but it changes the whole approach and perspective of a college athlete who is entering the pros if they've already made $28 bucks.
And before, when you were playing in college, if you were at Duke playing for Coach K, you were working your ass off every single day to try to make it to that next level so you can support your family, so you can set up your future. Mm-hmm. You're already doing that when you're 18 at Duke. Like, I do think that it probably changes the mentality for a lot of guys. Not everybody's going to make it to the league, and now they don't have to.
My question, though, and Wiggy, you would know best, not saying this about your kids specifically, but you know the college game. How much money was being spent on players that we didn't know about, right? So, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
What was what was Shaq getting at LSU?
Right. I bet it was probably
equivalent of $28 million.
Right. But who knows? I mean,
it was good money, but it was not what they. So just put this in perspective, right? The number one overall pick for the NBA draft for 2024-25 season, rookie scale pay, is going to be $12.5 million. And I believe it's a 4-year contract is what they do in the NBA. So think about what Cooper Flagg made in 1 year at Duke.
More than double.
It's going to be more like
than
you said.
Double.
Yeah, but he's still going to get the money from his New Balance deal.
Yeah, well, I bet that New Balance deal changes when he gets to the NBA.
More money?
Oh, yeah, like so a 10-year, $100 million
deal. So he's
deal.
Probably going to end up with around the same as what he was making in his first year at Duke.
He's going to
the $12 million for his contract. He's probably making how much for New Balance? Another 10? So he's going to be way over $28 million in the NBA for a year.
Yeah, his NBA salary for
I'm saying all in. When you're talking about endorsements and everything else that goes along with it, because what he was making at Duke was not all from the school.
Right.
It was from his endorsements.
Yeah, his endorsement deals now that he's the number one overall pick or will be the number one overall pick is going to go absolutely through the roof.
I would also say that to the extent that it matters, and the next generation's obviously going to be the one that answers this question, how much does it matter for a guy to be on one team for more than 2 to 3 years at a time?
Not much at all, because they've made their money already.
I mean, as a fan, how much does it matter to those that watch the team? Mm. Like, you're not going to be connected to guys on teams. What we've just seen in the last 10 years was the tip of the iceberg. You're going to see the players have all the power, and as the money keeps growing in college and professionally, they're going to be organizing their own teams. It's going to be the days of, Larry.
Well, you're talking about college, though, right?
No, I'm talking about the NBA.
Because in the NBA, that Cooper Flagg is going to be stuck with the Dallas Mavericks for at least 4 years, right? And then depending on what he wants to do afterwards, we're one and done if you're good. In college football, you don't see that no more. But what you do see is you get a kid from one school who then goes to another school because that other school pays him. Similar to what we saw with Cam Ward, who was at Washington State and then goes to Miami for 1 year. So you'll see more of that with the good players in college.
No, it's just interesting when you think about it specifically about the NBA. And it seems like based on what you read, what you see, Cooper Flagg is an incredible kid and is going to do great. But there are players who end up getting $28 million one season in college who would ruin themselves. Like blow through that money, Allen Iverson style or whatever. And, and it may affect how long they end up playing in the NBA.
Yeah, obviously. And that's going to really come from it. That really comes from your environment and the family you grew up in. Like, if you grew up in a family where, like Jaden Daniels, for example, his mother is really into business, so that's why she's always with him, and she's kind of like, oh, here's what you need to do with their money. Like, if it was me and the way I grew up with my mother, we would have blew through $28 million in about 5 hours.
Yeah, but I think you're. I don't know if your work ethic would change. I would be more nervous with a lot of these kids that their work ethic changes. If you're making millions and millions of dollars at 18,
it doesn't seem like it will with him.
Yeah,
like,
not with Cooper Flagg.
It could with some.
Yes.
Some guys, definitely it would. We've seen that with guys in the NFL. I think Albert Haynesworth got a bunch of money and his work ethic changed. Wasn't it? Trent Brown. Right? So you see that all the time. But I think the biggest thing is if you don't have the perfect type of core group around you, you'll blow through that money.
I don't know what's up with the text messages. Somebody's like, holy S, it's all endorsements. How dumb are you? Yeah. I don't know who you're talking to.
Right.
That was my lead this morning. $28 million.
Right.
One season. All NIL money.
Yeah.
Two companies. New Balance and Fanatics.
Right. And I bet Duke gave him a little something.
Duke probably paid him a couple million dollars a year, I would assume.
Of course.
So he probably made more than $28
million. Yeah. Well,
inflation.
And that's what we were just talking about, that now when he's in the NBA, $12 million will be his
base
salary.
But he's different, though. Yeah. He's different in the sense that he's Cooper Flagg, the number one overall pick, just like the kid AJ for next year. That's not every player, you know what I mean? But if you're a Cooper Flagg
status. Maybe it's a good thing, like Antoine Walker could have blown through the $28 million that he made in college, and then he would have kept his NBA money.
He would have learned his lesson,
Maybe. Yeah. So maybe it's a good thing. All right. We are going to play your Hill Notes back in about 20 minutes. Leave one now on the Odyssey app on any topic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.